Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you're on the hunt for a new fireplace, if you're thinking about ripping out your current one, and maybe you're looking for more of a nice, pleasing aesthetic fireplace. Whatever your questions, queries, send them in to us. Home Squad with me in studio today. Roisin Lafferty, who's the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design House, and Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage and Social Media and former winner of Home of the Year. Good afternoon. You're very welcome
Good
to the program.
Listener
questions, 087 1400 106. That is the number. Jenny, first of all, well, the government are telling us we shouldn't be getting fireplaces, so...
Yes, in existing homes, though, you can keep them, but yeah. New builds, you can still have fireplaces, but it's just more different types of fires, less so open fires. But I'm all for fireplaces either way.
Right, okay. Yeah, because you can design, you know, I suppose the aesthetic around it, can't you, without the fire?
There's nothing nicer. I mean, there's nothing nicer than a real flame. And I'm not trying to kill the planet. I'm really not, because there are more sustainable ways you can do it. But God, you just can't beat it. Like, is there anything nicer than just cozying up?
The big open fire in the winter.
The winter.
Right. So if people are thinking about getting a fireplace, Jenny, what's your top piece of advice where they start?
Well, first of all, familiarise yourself with the regulations. So you're right. You can't build an open fireplace, I don't think, into new houses. There's much more restrictions around what type of fuel we can burn, or what we can buy, at least. And look into efficiency as well, because if you're using it to keep your house warm, or maybe you don't want your house to be too hot, maybe, like my house is roasting. So if I was to introduce a stove there, I could be melting altogether. I'd have all the windows and doors open all winter. So just really think about what you want, first of all, and then think about the aesthetic of it. It's the same approach with everything we ever say. Like, what do you need? What do you want from it? And then how do you want it to look? Because you can work backwards that way.
What's your advice when people come to you, Roisin, about fireplaces?
I love fireplaces. I think, again, it depends on the style of the house. If it's an old house, like, we sometimes design new fireplaces, or I love, like, you know, reinstating original fireplaces. There's lots of salvaged ones you can get as well. Or you could design a more contemporary space with, say, a bioethanol fire. So there's a lot of flexibility with what's on the market. So bioethanol, for example, you don't need a flue. So you don't need a chimney. So you can be a lot more playful, because it still gives the same feeling of a fire. Yeah. It is still a real flame.
So
but it means... You know, it creates a lovely atmosphere in a room.
Yeah. I love those, really. They're quite trendy now, and you see them in a lot of sort of houses down the country and cottage type houses. Where is it nearly, it's kind of like a small canister type fire, but it's nearly like the old fashioned stove, but it's gas and it's not real. It's not, you know, they're just sort of an artificial fire, like.
You can get that's electric, but you can also get them that you can have wood burning ones. So they are, yeah, again, that more traditional, like, inserted stove. They do have a flue, so you do need a chimney.
Okay.
But, like, there's many different options. There's kind of many different aesthetics to suit whatever design you have.
Right. Brendan's looking for advice in Maynooth, Jenny. He says, we had an old open fireplace. We took it out a couple of years ago, replaced it with a wood-burning stove, slates around, and a new mantelpiece. The mantelpiece is some form of composite where the fire has been lit for a short time. There's a very strong chemical smell in the room. What would your panel suggest, or would they have any idea what the problem might be?
Ooh, without knowing what it's made of, doesn't sound like something that should be near fire. And there are lots of regulations around what surrounds your fire. So I don't know what it's made of. I don't know what that smell is coming from, but it's not something I would want in my house or near my fire.
It might be silicone or something that's in the material. It definitely, everything needs to be non-combustible around the flame, actually quite a big distance, like 500 millimeters from the fire all the way around. So things like stone are used quite a lot, metal used quite a lot, old brick, things like that aren't going to burn, but anything like maybe that composite has silicone in it.
They need to go back to the manufacturer of that, don't they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To see what components have been used there. Listener lives in a rented house. We have a nice fireplace. I'd say it might have been built in the late 80s or early 90s. But when I light the fire, there's nearly no heat from it unless I'm almost sitting on it. What could the problem be?
It's all going up the chimney, I'd say. most likely. Like, yeah, if it's one of those older fires, they're not that efficient. And it's probably all the heat is just being sucked straight out of the chimney and up and out the windows. So that's probably not helping. So one thing you can do, and it's more expensive, is get a stove that does circulate heat, you know, more efficiently into the room. Especially some stoves have fans in them, so they will blow heat, you know, from the thing outside. Other than that, it's really redesigning the fireplace so heat comes into the room and not up the chimney.
Listener hasn't lit their fire in years, but they do notice bird dropping all over the fireplace on the inside. Is there a bird nest in it, and how do I get rid of it?
You can get your chimney kind of surveyed and cleaned out. It's a good thing to do if we're ever doing renovations on old properties. Mm. You want to check the flue, check that everything is good. Like, it shouldn't be so open that bird droppings are coming in. I would say maybe it's exposed at the top is if it's an old fire.
Yeah.
So like heating distributors, for example, they could send someone out to survey the condition of the existing chimney.
Okay, and get them to look at it.
Yeah.
087-1400-106, the WhatsApp number if you're thinking about changing or maybe you're on the hunt for some form of fireplace for your house. Listener says, what's the best way to cover an original fireplace with a glass door?
Cover an original fireplace with a glass door?
I don't know what. Why would you do that?
Maybe an original, an insert. A lot of the time, you know, people repurpose what would have been an open fire and put inside a stove, and you can close up so the stove has a glass door. Okay. I'm guessing
maybe that's what they mean. Best way to go about doing that?
Again, you want to get a fire that suits the opening you have. So heating distributors or Fenton fires, they're really good at advising. They have a huge range.
Okay,
that could suit what you have.
Okay. People should be getting their chimney swept, cleaned out every year before they light their fire for the first time. Chimney fires are common and rapid.
Yeah, they are. They're really dangerous as well. I mean, because, you know, you don't use your fireplace all year round.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go and you light a fire and it's wintertime and you just don't know what's up there. So it's not that expensive to get just, it's like, listener, if you have a chimney and you're planning to light a fire in the next month, I would just schedule it and get it done. Yeah, it's much safer.
How do you feel about the, I call them the sort of the fish tank fireplaces?
So I know, do you mean like the inserts in the wall?
Yeah.
So it's a very modern aesthetic and it's not my preference, but I don't dislike them.
We do them a lot as well, like in contemporary spaces. I do really love that you can link two rooms, have the fire in between and have glass on both sides.
Mm.
That's a nice way because normally the fire's at that low level. So when you're sitting on the sofa, you still have a visual connection between the two rooms. We did one recently and it was wood burning and it opened on both sides. Huh. So you could fill it. So it was a real fire.
Oh,
it really depends. So you can get gas ones, you can get wood burning that are in the glass. I don't like the water vapor fake ones.
Yeah.
That they're not a real flame. So you can have it that it is a real flame. Bioethanol is a real flame, gas, real flame. And for me, it's always about having that nice glass to glass corner, keep it really minimal and not bulky, and never ever have the fake crystal things that they put in it. Throw them away.
And some of them make sounds, you know, they make this crackling sound and like you always hear instantly if it sounds fake. I just don't love it.
Yeah.
The thing I love about those is that they take up no space. So well, someone who, like, I love anything to do with like not taking up floor space.
That's the very reason. I have something similar to that now. It's not it doesn't have the crystal and the sound effect to it, but it is that sort of where I took it. There was an old gas fire there that didn't work. So I had to get it disconnected or whatever and get it taken out. And it was, oh, I hated the fireplace and mantelpiece around it. And it had floral tiles and desperate looking. I can see Roisin probably absolutely loved it. Anyway, I got that pulled out and I put in the, like that kind of glass around fish tank thing. But because it was neat, and petite, and it fit.
I think it's
space.
Really nice, and you can just, you know, if it doesn't have heat coming from it, if it's just aesthetic,
no, it's just
you can just
aesthetic.
Paint around it.
Yeah.
You don't have
it's
to
electric.
Spend a lot of money and it looks great.
What's the best type of fire effect fireplace? I think a lot of them look awful, but my husband wants one for the sitting room. So this
I mean, thing. We're back. I'm going to come back to bioethanol because I know it's not a fire effect. It is a flame. It's a real flame. But you don't need any. You don't even need ventilation. You don't need any flue. It burns into just basically water and air. Like it is burns completely clear. It's a little bit more expensive, I suppose, than other flues. But if you're just looking for effect and if you're just looking for a flame. I love bioethanol.
It is still hot. And the one thing to remember with that is a tank comes with it because it's petrol. You're burning ethanol. So there does need to be a tank underneath. But that's what we use probably most frequently because it also means you can have just really nice thin. There's no mess. Mm. There's nothing to clean up.
Okay.
There is a slight smell, certain people say. I haven't noticed it. But that would be my preference as well.
Listener looking for advice, they have a gas fire, dual aspect, fish tank style in my wall, but the plaster in the wall keeps crackling despite the vents. Any solution?
I'd say you don't have enough space around. When you actually look into the regulations around it, you do need, it's quite a big distance of the non-combustible material. I don't think you should have plaster that close. Often we would do a metal band around it, for example, to break up the plaster, kind of frame it, or else like a stone kind of frame. There's different ways. Just check that, because I would say it's too close to it.
I have a lovely wood fireplace. I was wondering, should I paint it or leave it? Wooden fireplace.
Do you mean it's wooden, like the material of the fireplace? Wood?
It must be, yeah. Wood fireplace. That's all they
say. I like natural wood. So I think if it's there and it's wood, I would leave it. Maybe if you can sand it. But just be really careful if you are painting it that you don't get anything. Like, I don't
you
think
probably can't burnish that,
combustible,
can you?
But just be really careful about what you're putting on it.
I quite like the paint.
Would you?
Yeah. Like, again, it depends on the aesthetic of, yeah. But it, like, if you want it to blend more, you can paint it. They're normally far enough away.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Okay. Please ask the panel, what's the best way to clean your wood burning stove? As a lot of products often have this kind of residual smell.
Oh, yeah. Cleaning a stove is the biggest nightmare on the planet. Like, it's just, this is my, again, my love, bioethanol or gas. There's just no cleaning. And I was actually talking to my dad before I came on, because we have this lovely stove at home that has this air wash system. If anyone's looking for a stove, it's really handy. It kind of brings in air from outside and blows it just along the glass so that smoke and particles don't accumulate, so you don't have to have that really difficult job of cleaning the glass. So prevention is probably better than cure there.
Yeah.
But cleaning it, I mean, I just remember from my childhood, like, newspaper after newspaper rolled up. Maybe there's better ways of doing it. I haven't done it in a very long time. That's what I remember.
Is it possible to install an open fire into a new build house? I miss it so much, says this listener.
As far as I know, no.
No.
You're allowed to have one in an existing. That's it.
Yeah. One in an existing property, yeah. But you can't go building the open fire into a new
building. But it needs to be contained.
It's the, you, like, listener could get around that with effect, maybe, by, like, not installing a chimney. You can't install, you know, an open chimney and an open fire in a new house. But maybe you could build in, you know, a dent into your wall, and maybe you could have a bioethanol fire in there, singing the phrases there, or electric, or something that doesn't need a chimney, or put a stove in there with the flue. Like, you still can install stoves.
It's and contained.
Those have flues. Yeah. You can have a contained fire, and those have flues coming out the wall. So you could put in, you know, a little faux fireplace, and you could have a stove with a flue that's going out there. It can't be an open chimney and an open flame.
Do you think that the fireplace trend will die out?
I don't think so, because there's so many period properties here.
Yeah.
And so many of them are maintained. A lot of people keep them even though it's maybe closed up, you know, closed up above, but it still looks beautiful because the proportion of the room, you know, in a lot of period properties was built around that fireplace as your central point. Mm. So there is something quite nice about having that.
I think they're lovely in those kind of period properties.
It's kind of fundamental to who we are as humans, isn't it, just to gather around a fire. And I'm all for the move towards environmentalism, sustainability and health, and that does make sense, but there are so many sustainable fuels now that it just, you know, and safe fuels that I won't die.
Jenny Sheehan, Roisin Lafferty. You can find more from Jenny at Workers College on Instagram, social media. Roisin Lafferty as well, creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design House. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.